Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. And we're doing the Stories of Hope today. And it's always an honor and a pleasure to share with you the stories of hope on this most auspicious day. And here we are. When you're listening to the show, it's going to be Happy New Year to you. And when we're recording the show, it is on the eve of the eve before New Year's. And so it's wonderful that we are pre-recording this, and I'm wishing you a magnificent, magical New Year, that you thrive in great health and thrive in your success, and that all things work out for you that you're truly desiring, and that you're listening to your heart, and that you're listening to your body. And so my first guest today, Karen Armstrong, welcome to the show.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you so much. It's really an honor to be here on for the kickoff show for 2021.
Yes. And can you believe it? You know, here you are, the first guest, one of the first guests for one of the first shows that's going out on New Year's Day. So when we tried to connect before and have you on before, and it you know, we couldn't, there was a storm and there was no internet connection, so we couldn't bring you on. And here we are again. And now you're first coming out of the gate. You're the first one coming out of the gate, 2021. And so, you know, we were talking in the green room, talking about the work that you do. And basically the work that you do is that you are all about offering tools and resources about listening to your physical body, listening to the body. And you, because you said there's nothing more important than the valuable resources that are available to, that we have available to ourselves to help and understand ourselves better. You're a Reiki master. You are a, biophoton light
therapist
and an Enneagram coach. And so take us into, you know, we talked about Reiki, how powerful that healing modality is, right? And that it's becoming more and more well known, and it's been around for such a long time. I was sharing with you how I remember when I got my master one certification level of Reiki, and all about being energy work. And here you are having all these wonderful tools to resources to listen to the body. Let's tell the audience a little bit about what the biphoton light is about, and you being a therapist, and what does that do?
Great. Thank you. Yes. The biophoton light therapy instrument is beautifully designed to communicate with our body, but communicate through the light. And the biophoton is the name given to the weak electrical output that each of our cells is always emitting. So all of our cells all the time are emitting this very weak electrical output that transmits into light. Whether plant, animal, human, every living thing carries this biophoton light. And so it travels along our meridian energy systems, the organ systems. It's the way our body communicates inside. And so this beautiful instrument helps me to measure the meridian lines in the body and see where we've got coherence of our light and incoherence, where that things are blocked, where things are showing up. And really, you know, it's just another way of tuning into our body, because we always know, we just don't take the time or have always the resources and support to listen to what our body is telling us. I say that, or we often will say that the universe is conspiring for our greatest good. And I carry that into our body universe. Our body is always conspiring for our greatest good. And it just is difficult sometimes when it's speaking to us in pain. We want it to go away, or it's like, my darn head is aching again. I can't do anything. And instead of going, you know, why do I have the headache today? We weren't really taught that, especially in North America, Western culture, how to tune into our body. So the biophoton light therapy has science behind it. It's something that outside of Reiki, not everyone's ready still to this day for believing that, you know, I can feel things through my hands by just putting my hands on the body and how allowing the energy to flow through. So this sometimes works better for some to step into that different realm.
Yes, I love how you talked about this. So I was actually visualizing a tool. Now, do you have that tool with you, or is this also energy work that you can do remotely, or does it have to be done in person?
Well, you can work with it remotely. I tend to like working with the instrument in person, but I can work with a picture. Yeah, Reiki, definitely. I'm very comfortable working remotely. The light therapy, I find it nicer that the person can, like, I can measure and the person can actually see and hear the system's response to the measure, the points that I'm measuring. That feels it has more value to it for my client.
Right. Yeah. I think, you know, the fact that you can do that, you're using the Reiki and that, you know, having that and that you can do that remotely is so welcomed right now, because, you know, so many people are meeting online now, and that actually to be able to find the resources to, you know, again, bring the body back into coherence and listen to the body and what are the messages and what are the messages that the body is trying to send, like, pay attention to me, you know, I'm hurting here, or will you acknowledge me? And then we can be curious to find out what it is.
Beautiful word, curious. Yeah.
Yeah. I am a big supporter of the physical body. A lot of my work has been around that too. So I love that, what the message that you said right away is that we have been, you know, the way you explained it, we've been separate from our body. We haven't focused on our physical body. And now, because we've been so busy doing, chasing after, accumulating, and doing for everybody else, and the body has always been last, kind of like dumped upon. And you know, absolutely. the body is not a storage facility. It's like, but we certainly have acted like it is, you know, like just not really treating it as the temple that it is.
Yeah. It gives us the opportunity to be here and interact and have physical life. So it's so incredibly valuable. And, you know, I have a mentor that, you know, once spoke of saying that she learned early on to not give up space in her body for unfinished business.
I love that.
And it was like, oh, absolutely, because we totally store everything that is unfinished. I mean, we store happy things within us too. And those help the flow, help the coherence within our body and the alignment and the inspiration. But when we create space in our body for things that we just don't know how to deal with in the moment, or haven't been given the tools for, and feel like there's no time, and or whatever our story is that we're telling ourselves. You know, we need to look after others first, especially women. There's this natural caregiver, nurturer part of us, and it comes back through our ancestry, that this is our role. And so we really do tend to put ourselves last.
And so the message then becomes in 2021 to put yourself first, to put your body first, to put yourself first and make that a priority. I want to be able to, I have two questions for you, and I know we've just got a few short minutes left, but I want to ask, first of all, how can people find you? Like, where can they look you up? Where can they learn more about you, what you're about? Where can they, you know, follow you? So your social media, your website. And then the other question I have is Enneagram. You know, this is also a self-help tool, right? And I'd like you, yeah, we've got 3 minutes. If you can give all these things in 3 minutes, that would be great.
Okay, I will. So first of all, contacting me, my company name is Inside Out. It's because I feel like nothing changes on the outside until we change the inside. So insideout.com, and there's a hyphen between the in and side. So insideout.com. I'm on there on Facebook, and Instagram is insideout_ReikiLife. And the Enneagram, oh my goodness, it's been a very significant part of my life, not just my professional life, but my personal life. My husband and I have been together 35 years. We have 3 beautiful grown sons. They're now expanding their family. I'm telling you, we're all so different in this world, how we look at things. We're a unique individual, yet the Enneagram is a personality typology that helps to understand the patterns of thinking, feeling, and acting that we share, that there's 9 very distinct patterns of being in the world. And we all have one of those that tends to be our predominant filter and view that we look at the world through, and impacts our thinking, feeling, and our action. And it does not take away, as I said, from the fact that that's the nature piece of it. The nurture piece is that we all have our own unique life experience. So we formulate who we are in our own unique individual form, but there is that overlap. It's like a grid foundation from which to look at our being and how we look at the world and how we interact, not only with ourselves, what motivates us, what we pay attention to, but then how we interact with others and find that people, you know, it's easy to realize that there's people we first meet and there's just a kinship, there's a connection and an ease about that connection. And there's others that right away, it's like, you know, the senses go up and it's like our buttons get pushed and we don't even know this person. So how can our buttons get pushed? So it's those patterns that are coming up.
Yeah. And I really find that what you're talking about with the thinking, the feeling, and the acting, this is going to become more and more important for us as we move into this new era now, this new time in 2021. So having these Enneagram, having an Enneagram coach such as yourself help you to, you know, identify and really learn about yourself can really be helpful. Karen Armstrong, it was a blessing to meet you. You and I have a great connection. And yes, we did right away from the beginning. Thank you so much for coming on to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thank you for what you're doing in the world, and many blessings to you. And let's stay in touch, and we'll see each other again.
Thank you so much, and happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Do you need a makeover on your finances? Do you have more month at the end of your money? Do you wonder where all your money goes? Donna at Palmore has been helping people since 2015 gain control of money so they can live out their purpose. If you need help or know someone that does, go to proverbsfinancialcoaching.com to book your free 30-minute consultation.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
All righty. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Stories of Hope on New Year's Day. Happy New Year, everyone. My next guest is Mary Aldridge. And Mary is a mother of seven. Oh, my God. I mean, being a mother, one of the greatest jobs on the earth, right? And one of the things that I loved in her bio is that she is a lover of God, and she helps families and people, she coaches and she helps families and people achieve more harmony in their relationships. Did I say that right?
Yes, that's absolutely it. Definitely.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yes. And so, you know, tell us a little bit about what is your core message to humanity? You know, what's your core message and what is your theme for 2021 or your word or what's your plan?
So I think my core message for everyone is to love God, love others, and enjoy the process. I think sometimes we keep those things separately, that loving God and loving others looks like hard work, or it looks like a grind, or it looks like a chore, a duty, but that can also bring us the most joy in life as well. And so, especially with 2021 coming up, the way that I get inspired the most this year is the word, well, I guess it's a phrase to say, get up, like go do the next thing. What is the next thing that you know to do? And that can also bring joy in your life, not just work, but joy, and living in integrity can be fun.
Absolutely. I love that. I love taking that next step, doing that forward movement, whatever that is. And so I'm curious, where do you live?
I live in Powder Springs, Georgia, down south. So I have a mix. I've spent a lot of time in New England and spent about half my life in New England, half my life in the South. So have a lot of cultural things all mixed together there.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you definitely have had different experiences in cultural and training. So I know that when we're talking about God, some people have allergic reactions to, you know, when we say God like that, and they, you know, because they're associated to past trauma, religious programming, and all of that. So please explain your definition of loving God.
Sure. I'll start off to say I can definitely understand that trauma around religious definitions. I have experienced some of that myself over the years, and I think it has been a wonderful journey of letting it be okay to wrestle with those with those uncomfortable feelings for a while before I was able to arrive in a place where I felt settled. My view of God is I'm a very, very passionate believer in Jesus Christ, and that there's an absolute God and an absolute truth that creates a foundation in our lives. And I believe Jesus is part of that. And that when we are in alignment with what we believe is absolute truth, then that's when we have the opportunity to live our best lives and create the most joy in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, would you then consider yourself to be a Christian? Is that
Yes.
So you are a Christian, and that's, and you belong to a denominational, what's your faith?
So the church that I go to is Baptist. I, don't necessarily feel like all I don't get particular about you have to, I don't feel like the denomination is important, but I definitely believe that Jesus died for my sins, and that is my connection to God directly. Yeah.
It's interesting because I did my journaling, which I normally do. I have this process that I start in the first of the year. And I remember, for the first of the year. And mm-hmm. basically I was writing, and I was talking about how the sacred text is, love God with everything you've got, right? Love yourself, because in the sacred text, which before the sacred text would say, love God with everything you've got, love your neighbor as you love God, love other people as you love God. Hmm. And I always felt that there was a missing piece in that text, and the missing piece was the self, because mm-hmm. I really feel like the self has been left out of the equation. And that is, so now the sacred text, I rewrote it again. And that is, love God with everything I've got. Love myself as I love God, for God and I are one.
Hmm.
And then love other people as you love God. And now that you love yourself as you love God, loving other people is what love does, is what God does. So it is what it is, because we really truly are all one. We truly are all connected. But the missing piece that I've often found in that text, in the religious teaching, is the forgetting of the self. And so many people, and I think that's where the disconnect comes from. That's where the allergic allergic reaction comes from, is they feel disconnected because they have forgotten to love themselves.
Yeah.
And so that's why that whole self-love movement had to be, initiated and, brought forth, because we have to bring ourselves into the equation, because we are made in the image and the likeness of the one. And to be able to, act that way too is part of it. But if we don't fill our own cup and love ourselves the way that God loves us, how can we then love other people? Because we're coming from a place. Does that?
Yeah. I think the way I look at loving ourselves is that, I would equate that with also showing care for ourselves, taking good care of ourselves, and making that priority, taking time for that, I think can be a testimony of how much we do actually trust God. If we believe that there is space and time to care for ourselves, it's an acknowledgement that it's not all up to me. It's not all up to me to figure it all out. That is God's role in my life. I can trust him to be figuring it all out. Therefore, I do have time to do what he has called me to do, which includes caring for my own, the needs that he's given me to take care of, whether that be, just basic self-care and making a priority of my own daily habits, even those kinds of things, which moms do struggle with. We struggle with saying, oh, I don't have time to take care of me. I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to eat right. I don't have time to even take time away and be quiet and things like that. What that actually is it's evidence that I don't trust God to take care of the needs in my life. So I need to put this away so that I can be over here taking care of all these needs because he's not going to show up for me. So you're right that it's all connected together. All three have to be happening, the loving God, loving others, taking good care of ourselves at the same time in order for us to be living in integrity with God, others, and ourselves at the same time. They are connected.
Yes. And, you know, you are on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. So it's no mistake that you were called here to come here and share your message. So do you have a social media? Do you have a website? Do you have where people can connect with you if they want to reach out to you? What is it that you are offering to the public with your messaging?
Yeah, great. I have a website, maryaldrichcoaching.com. My passion is helping support moms in particular, though I help women of all ages in different situations. And I also coach some teens through things as well, which is really fun. So, and I have different options over there. I love my group, Super Mom School, which we go through and really support each other through just living life with young people in the house and how to navigate every aspect of life, as well as digging into the truths of God's word and how we can apply that practically, biblical application, practical application of Bible truths in our lives, I believe can bring us a lot of joy when we understand how to use them well. So a number of different options over there on maryaldrichcoaching.com.
That's excellent. And I think, you know, like all that wonderful work you're doing with the young people, it's so needed because truly having a spiritual foundation has to be primary. Without that foundation, it's all pointless. So I thank you so much, you know, for coming on and for being the lover of God that you are and spreading that message out there and raising the kids that you're raising and helping to enlighten people of the sacred truths.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks so much for being here. And everyone, thank you for listening and tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Happy New Year, everyone, and we'll see you again next time.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.